Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning, Egyptian officials now say some debris from missing Egypt Air Flight 804 has been found.
If the debris and passenger belongings have been located in that area, it is clear that that flight went down. Why it went down and how it went down, clearly now part of what will be an investigation. And significantly, late yesterday, the Egyptian authorities, who are running this operation, of course, the search and rescue operation, had announced that the file on this, the case, would move from the chief prosecutor here to the state security prosecutor. And I think we can assume that even at that point, the perhaps suggestion in that was that authorities here were beginning to make the or draw the conclusion that this was possibly not a technical error, but a terrorist-related event.
Correspondent Becky Anderson reporting. Meanwhile, correspondent Linda Labropoulou is in Greece.
We spoke to the Greek army as well, the Greek Air Force, just to see if they have any confirmation about the debris being found. They're saying they've heard the news, but they're waiting for the Egyptians to inform them further about this. So they're being cautious. They're not confirming the information yet, but they have told us that they are aware of the information that has come out.
So far, though, there has been no sign of the plane's black boxes. And it didn't take long for the Egypt Air tragedy to become part of the U.S. presidential campaign.
Donald Trump's first reaction to the disappearance of Egypt Air 804 came early. On Twitter at 6:27 a.m., he called it a terrorist attack. Later, Trump slammed Hillary Clinton and President Obama.
She won't use the term radical Islamic terrorism. You know why she won't? Because her president won't use it, that's why.
He continued to speak with certainty about the plane's fate, despite officials on both sides of the Atlantic urging patience.
If anybody thinks it wasn't blown out of the sky, you're 100% wrong, folks, okay?
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
A Donald Trump delegate from Maryland probably will not be going to the national convention this summer, a party official now says, after he was indicted on federal child pornography, explosives, and firearm charges. 30-year-old Caleb Bailey was elected as a delegate last month. The indictment accuses Bailey of producing and possessing child pornography, transporting explosives without a license, and illegally possessing a machine gun. A federal judge has upheld Virginia's 2013 voter ID law. The Virginia Democratic Party had sued state elections officials, arguing that the photo ID requirement unconstitutionally suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. But Judge Henry Hudson ruled that the Democratic Party did not prove that the law violates the Voting Rights Act or several constitutional amendments. They're not good, but tax increases in Montgomery County should not have much of an impact on property sales, according to one local real estate broker.
Property taxes in Montgomery County will go up 8.7% in the fiscal year starting this July. Council President Nancy Florine says the extra revenue will improve schools and raise property values. Real estate broker Donna Evers says this isn't necessarily true.
A lot of times, tons of money are spent on schools in areas that consistently have low performance in the schools.
And as for the more than $500 increase in the tax buyers and sellers pay when a home is sold,
it's not enough to make people change their minds about where they're going to live.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,435, the NASDAQ at 4713. Sports unbeaten, Steven Strasburg strikes out 10 as the Nationals crush the Mets. The O's lose to Seattle. WNBA, the Mystics host the LA Sparks tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Severe weather.
This long line of thunderstorms.
Flash floods.
Could be getting up to 5 inches of rain.
From accurate and dependable forecasts to the latest news on how the weather will affect you.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
Trust WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprali at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with Sedation Dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through Georgetown, we do have a crash on Canal Road, but right now it's really not causing much of any backups. Just keep alert if you're coming inbound Canal Road right as you would pass the exit for Whitehurst Freeway before you get toward the Key Bridge. It's the left lane blocked, and this car is really banged up, so they are waiting for a tow truck here. Heading each direction, again, no delay, but you will be checking it out. We do have a delay, however, trying to get through Chevrolet inbound on 50. Delays almost back to 410, and we're just at a crawl here to pass 202 up to the lane divide for New York Kenilworth Avenue, where crews are dealing with the crash. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, however, if you're coming out of Riverdale down to New York Kenilworth Avenue, you are not affected by this incident, and so far you're running up at speed. 270, good start. Just a little bit of volume as you push south of Route 80 Urbana down toward 109. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful looking Friday, but a wet Saturday. Sunshine with some high clouds at times, especially as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. 76. Rain comes in late tonight. Rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Vienna, 46 in Greenbelt, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Here Maps. New developments in the search for the missing Egypt airplane. Find out the very latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to Bruce Deming. This is Bike to Work Day. We'll talk all about it. 7:05, Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation. Talk about the security concerns in the wake of the loss of this Egyptian aircraft, not only from a national security standpoint. He's an expert on that, but he's also a former Navy pilot. Maybe he has some insight for us on that. At 8:05, Montgomery County Councilmember Nancy Florine will join us. Montgomery County taxes are going up. She's going to tell us why. At 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor has the day off. I'm joined by Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner today. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Return to this story about a transgendered individual who went into a bathroom at a giant food store in Northeast D.C. It is a man who has decided that he is a woman. He presents and identifies himself as a woman, dresses as a woman, and now calls himself Ebony. Ebony goes into the ladies' restroom at the Giant, and she says that the security guard walked in and told her she had to leave.
The restroom door came open, and all I heard was, I know you are a man.
And said, you got to leave. Called, she says, she was called derogatory names and then was grabbed by the shoulder and pushed out of the store. Yesterday, the security guard who has been charged with assault in this matter had to appear in court. And Channel 5 was on the job there as this security guard left the courthouse.
Jones walked out at D.C. Superior Courthouse in disguise, including sunglasses, a baseball cap, and an oversized jacket Thursday afternoon. She's charged with assault 32-year-old Ebony Belcher, a misdemeanor. Belcher is a transgender woman who Jones reportedly told she could not use the store's women's restroom while pushing her and using a homophobic slur.
All right, so that's where we are in this thing. A woman has been charged with assault. By the way, Giant Food Store says we don't want to get involved in this. I'm paraphrasing here, but they say basically, you come to our grocery store, and if there's a men's and women's restroom, you can use whichever one you want to use. We don't care. That's the official policy of Giant Food Store. Here is my question for you this morning, and I want you to weigh in. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Do you think the security guard acted improperly in this particular case? I want to know what you think. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And while we're waiting on your calls, let me give you a little background here on what the law says. I did not know this, but there is a law in the District of Columbia which says if you have two single occupancy bathrooms, and you used to say one is for men and one is for women, but they're single occupancy bathrooms, under the law in the District of Columbia, you must make both of those bathrooms unisex.
That's only single occupancy.
Yeah,
but
that's
the
right.
Question is, what about bathrooms that are not single occupancy?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because the Department of Human Rights and the District of Columbia is saying that in the District of Columbia, the law supports anybody using any bathroom they want to use. But they are using an umbrella law here, which is the human rights law from 1994. And it says, and I'm going to read here, it is the intent of the Council of District of Columbia enacting its chapter secure and end of the... That discrimination for any reason other than that of an individual merit, including but not limited to discrimination by reason of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, marital status, personal appearance, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression of familial status. It goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
They say that if gender identity is protected under an umbrella law, and you can't discriminate against somebody because of gender identity, therefore, in the District of Columbia, they say the current umbrella law covers a transgendered person who wants to go into a bathroom of their choice.
It's really interesting, because you get into the question of whether security guards are there acting to protect you from somebody who maybe doesn't belong in the bathroom, but how do they make that decision now? And they can be, look what just happened here. This person is now being charged with misdemeanor assault when maybe they thought they were, doing something to protect the safety of other people who are shopping at the Giant.
Well, that's the question. I mean, do you support the guard for taking this action? Would you have wanted them to do that if that was a bathroom that you were going to use? I don't know how you deal with this. I think reasonable people can have a different opinion. I get the idea. If it's a single occupancy bathroom, then it doesn't matter who goes in there. It's only one person there at a time. But in bathrooms where they're not single occupancy, do you want transgendered individuals who are not of your sex in the bathroom with you, or with your daughter, or with your son, etc.? Do you want that? I don't know. It's a very difficult question. And they say that it's covered under the law. We'll see how that plays out in court. What do you think, Jay in Gaithersburg? You're on with Brian and Susan Fariccio today.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
I think if he assaulted the individual, then yeah, he was wrong. But as far as transgender thing, I don't care personally as a grown man, because I don't feel affected by it. But if my granddaughter went into the bathroom and a guy walked in there behind her, I would definitely have a problem with that.
See, now that's what I'm saying.
It's the heart of the issue.
That's
here.
The heart of the issue, yeah. Here. I mean, sure, right. If you don't have an issue with it, it's fine. But what about your daughter or your granddaughter, as you say in your case?
I would be very uncomfortable if a guy walked in behind her.
All right.
Because it's a guy. I don't care if you dress like a girl or not, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you very much. Victor in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Susan Fariccio. What do you think, Victor?
Good morning. I don't see what the problem is. If you... you use what's between your legs, not what's between your ears. The men go in the men's room, the women go in the women's room. And my girlfriend told me that if a man comes in the restroom while she's in there and starts bothering her, she's going to get the pepper spray out.
All right. Thank you for that, Victor. I appreciate it.
Well, that women are worried about that.
Yeah.
That's a very legitimate point. If I'm in the bathroom and there's someone in there that looks like a man, it would make me nervous.
All right. How about John in Gainesville? John, do you think the guard acted appropriately?
No, I think the guard was totally inappropriate. She should have literally left it alone. And maybe made a mention that, hey, there's a guy in there to other people. But realistically, to bring the thing to a head, so to speak, as in, hey, there's not going to be women's restrooms anymore because of this. So unless the women, like that guard, actually act out and disagree with this and protest or whatever, this is going to continue. But I'm okay because I'll always have a bathroom. It's the women that are going to suffer.
Yeah. Listen, the thing about it is if it says men and women today in the District of Columbia, I think you have to, based on what I'm reading, the interpretation of the District of Columbia on this matter is, under the Human Rights Law of 1994, they're saying that it doesn't matter whether it says men or women's restroom. It's a unisex bathroom.
Yeah.
It really is, no matter what.
Yeah, and it seems kind of unfair because some people don't agree with that.
Yeah, well, okay, so more of your calls straight ahead. Did the guard act appropriately or did the guard act inappropriately in your mind? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you in through town. If you're coming in on 50, say out of Chevrolet and toward the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue, we're jammed almost back to the Beltway. Delays beginning near 410. Culprit up ahead, the crash along the right side right before you get to the split and decision point for New York Kenilworth Avenue. So a lot of flashing lights, and you're squeezing by slowly to the left. Again, that's inbound 50 inside the Beltway. Now, if you're coming out of Greenbelt, Baltimore Washington Parkway, I'm not seeing any delays through Riverdale and down toward that lane divide. You are not affected by this crash. In Georgetown, coming inbound Canal Road, right before you get up to the Key Bridge, accident left lane, just a brief delay to get by. No problems to report on 95 Virginia, and boy, does it look good out of Stafford. No delays through Triangle Dumfries. First set of brake lights I'm seeing Dale City to Woodbridge, and briefly as you head through Lorton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a really nice day today. Temperatures around 76 degrees. But then tonight, you could see some rain. They say a 70% chance of rain today, a 100% chance of rain on Saturday, a high of 58. And then tomorrow night, rain will continue intermittently. And on Sunday, even a few thunderstorms are possible. The temperatures in the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
6:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk about this case involving a security guard, giant food store, goes into a bathroom and tells a transgendered man who now identifies as a woman that she can no longer be in that restroom and escorted her from it. She's claiming assault. The transgendered individual is claiming assault.
This experience has been painful because it's not fair that I was singled out just because I'm transgender and I wanted to, and I had to use the women's restroom.
All right, so that's her story, and that, by the way, the judge agreed there was enough evidence there to bring the charges, and the judge released the guard on her own recognizance and told her to stay away from Ebony, which I don't think will be a problem. So our question here for you this morning is, what do you think? Did the guard act properly, or did the guard act improperly in this case? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. How about Ryan in West Virginia? Ryan, you're on with Brian and Susan Fariccio today.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and my name is Brian.
Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. I would actually say that they acted appropriately and inappropriately. I think once she assaulted the guy, she was in the wrong. I personally think I would have done the same thing if my daughter or wife was in that restroom and a man went up behind them. I'd be in the security guard's position. I would be standing in front of the judge. Yesterday.
Well, hold on a minute, mm-hmm. though. I mean, I want to just point out one thing. The charge of assault is based on the claim of the transgendered individual.
Right.
We have not heard the other side of the story. That's based on, and basically, you know, if I'm walking down the street and I claim that somebody hit me, they're going to charge that person right. with assault, whether they have any facts to back it mm-hmm. up or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all it takes is the claim of an assault for an assault charge to be brought.
Right, that's a good point.
And so we don't know exactly how it went down. We've heard one side of the story. Jim and Goldvang, good morning. You're on with Brian and Susan Fariccio this morning.
Good morning, Brian and Susan. How are you today?
Doing fine. What do you think, Jim?
I think the guard acted properly. I think this whole bathroom business is really stupid. It's another piece of evidence of Obama's lack of strategic thinking. When you think the whole thing through, first of all, a transgender woman is not a woman. It's just a mutilated man. It's never going to be a woman, regardless of what it does to itself.
Yeah.
But it's also going to kill girls' sports. When you think about the implications, you know, in locker rooms and everything else, they're going to bring this kind of stuff. It's going to have devastating effects on all kinds of ways. But beyond just going
well,
into a bathroom.
I think you're right about this, Jim. And this is the thing that I wonder about is, okay, what doors are we opening here besides bathroom
doors?
That's
the big question.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's... the thing I keep coming back to is when you pass a law and you say, this is our intended consequence, this is the intended reason why we're passing this law, that there are also often with that unintended consequences.
Almost always.
So now can a young man who decides that he wants to be a woman, can he compete mm-hmm. on the athletic field
right.
at a high school or college level as a woman?
Well, that's what the federal government says at this point. That's the new rule.
That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
Does that seem right? I don't think that does seem right. Let's go to Jackie in Maryland. Jackie, good morning. You're up next. What do you think? Did the guard act properly or improperly?
I think that women belong in women's room, men belong in men's room, and calling that assault because she maybe touched her and tried to guide her to the men's room, or it, a woman will never be a man, and a man will never be a woman, regardless of what confusion they have.
Well, but I mean, is it confusion or is I mean, this is the difficult thing.
Let me say this though, in defense of the transgenders,
I can't say that I know definitively that this person doesn't truly isn't truly conflicted.
The thing is, before this came up, transgenders have used bathrooms of their choice for forever, and we've not known about it, and it's been fine, right? We haven't been talking about it as a big problem. Suddenly, it's a problem, and you know, I think we've created a problem actually where there wasn't one.
Yeah, I think that's true. And look, I just got to come back to this. If you live in the District of Columbia, you have to assume that every bathroom is a unisex bathroom now. That is the law. That's what they're telling us. That under the Human Rights Law of 1994, any bathroom, whether it says men's or women's, really has to be looked at as a unisex bathroom because anybody can choose to use the bathroom of their choice.
It just seems unnecessary because people were probably using whatever bathroom they wanted anyway if they were dressed as a man or a woman, and we never knew about it, and it was fine, and now suddenly it's a problem.
William in Silver Spring, line two, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. Brian and Susan, I'm sorry.
I can call me Larry. It's okay.
Good morning to you, William.
Yeah, mine's a little different, guys. Think of the sick irony here in this administration. If I walked into the Justice Department today, walked into a woman's bathroom, and some radical feminist lawyer was bent out of shape, she would have me up on federal sexual harassment charges. You see the twisted irony here with these people?
Well, I think you may be right. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. It is 6:22 on WMAL.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
The Ted Britton Memorial Day sales event is going on right now. Prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. That's the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles they have in stock. It's Larry O'Connor here, and I can't say enough about the great people at Ted Britt Automotive. They do it right, and they stand behind their deals, and they stand behind their cars. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. Now, Ted Britt for Life guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt Automotive comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's on every new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Why don't you check them out for yourself? Do this. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt Automotive. Visit one of their 9 great locations in Northern Virginia or go online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt Automotive, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
All right, it is now 6:25. More of your calls straight ahead. Time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway southbound. I'm watching the delays continue to grow here. It'd be south of 123. Keep alert because then up ahead, you'll see the brake lights, and it's solid to the overlooks here with the crash along the left side. Better news in Georgetown. It looks like they're about ready to get that lane open. Heading inbound Canal Road right before the Key Bridge, they had the left lane blocked with that single vehicle crash. Not seeing any delays, so you're still good to go, but just watch your step. Heading in on 50, just inside the Beltway, Maryland. In on 50, absolutely jammed from 410 as we try to push through Chevrolet right before the decision point for New York Kenilworth Avenue with a crash that was along the right side. Now, once you do make it on to 295, seeing the delays that are beginning just before Burroughs Avenue to get you past East Capitol Street, and the great news about the Southeast-Southwest Freeway right now, I'm not seeing any backups either direction between the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. If your computer is running slow, just go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean up junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as low pressure comes out of the south. Good-looking day today, however. Nice start and a pretty good finish. Sunshine, a few clouds, 76. Rain late tonight, 56. Rain's likely tomorrow with a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is 6:26 on WMAL. We're talking about this case involving a security guard who escorted a transgender individual out of a bathroom. The guard's been charged with an assault charge, and the transgender individual says that she has been discriminated against. Did the guard act properly or not? George in D.C., you're on with Brian and Susan Ferriccio this morning.
Hey, Brian, how are you today?
Doing good. What do you think?
Well, personally, I think that if this is going to actually be a big issue, when are people actually going to start trying to pull like the whole indecent exposure thing, and then you know some people actually have to register themselves as sexual offenders?
So you're saying that if a transgendered, let's say, man goes into a women's restroom and a woman sees something of his genitalia, she could claim indecent exposure?
Oh, absolutely. What's wrong? Apparently,
under D.C. law, that person would be protected because in the restroom. However, if it happened in a park outside, that person would be arrested.
Yeah, I fear the opposite. If you're in a bathroom, someone could come in and do that, and they would be legally protected.
Yeah, they'd be protected, but if it was outside in a park, the police would be called and you'd be hauled off.
Right.
Isn't that weird? Oh, my gosh. So many doors are being opened. So many scenarios now come to mind that seem sort of absurd.
Yeah, unintended consequences.
And when you have absurd things like this happening, you got to wonder about the wisdom of the law. I don't know. We'll continue to stay on it. 6:28.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Unless you're getting ready to go to work today, driving in, be careful. More bikes on the road today because this is Bike to Work Day. We'll talk to Bruce Deming, who is a bicyclist advocate, in just a moment, 6:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, Egyptian officials now say some debris from Egypt Air Flight 804 has been found in the Mediterranean.
These friends and family have been going through an awful time over the last 30 hours with information coming out and then being rowed back on. At one point, the aviation minister announcing that debris had been found, only to say that he stood corrected on that a little later on, and very frustrating for the friends and family.
Correspondent Becky Anderson, correspondent Max Foster, meanwhile, is at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris.
They're not ruling out the idea that the plane could have been sabotaged here at Charles de Gaulle Airport. I have to emphasize, it's just one of the lines of investigation at this point. When the aircraft arrived here at Charles de Gaulle, there was a full sweep of the aircraft. All the passengers that were on it came off and none of them got back on. So if there was sabotage, possibly it could have happened here. But until there are victims, they're just missing people. And when there are victims discovered, then the whole investigation will ramp up another level.
So far this morning, though, the plane's black boxes have not been found. In a setback for Virginia Democrats, a federal judge has upheld the state's 2013 voter ID law, denying Democratic Party claims that photo ID requirements unconstitutionally suppress voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. Despite recent rancor within the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton is now claiming the mantle of presumptive nominee.
In an interview with CNN's Chris Cuomo, Hillary Clinton declared her Democratic primary fight with Bernie Sanders effectively over.
I will be the nominee for my party, Chris. That is already done, in effect. There is no way that I won't be.
Clinton said she was disturbed by the chaos that erupted at Nevada's party convention over the weekend, but said she's confident her party is much closer to unity than Republicans. Karen Kafa, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,435, the NASDAQ at 47,13. Sports, the Nats take 2 out of 3 in New York, beating the Mets. BO's dropped 2 out of 3 to the Mariners with a loss last night. WNBA, the Mystics take on the LA Sparks at Verizon Center tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Changing oil, rotating tires, servicing radiators. It's all second nature to Jiffy Lube technicians, thanks to our ASC-accredited training program. But remembering the names of everyone who walks through our doors? Yeah, there's no training program for that. Now, this simple courtesy may not seem as helpful as our nationwide database that provides the same information as the dealer, but it's every bit as necessary. Why? The truth is, knowing exactly what your car needs means knowing you, too.
Join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds Team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a calm start to the rush hour for the most part. Starting to see the delays fill in on the Beltway topside coming around from 95 to Georgia Avenue. 270. Better than normal. Not seeing a delay until just briefly into Gaithersburg. Now, where we do have problems in the backups, let's start on the George Washington Parkway. Yep. Right at 123. That's where the solid lineup begins. And it is bumper to bumper to get by the crash near the overlooks. That was along the left side. Now, once you do get by the accident, no problems. Then you're wide open down to the Key Bridge or if you're heading to the 14th Street Bridge. 395, slowest stretch right now is going to be from the Beltway. Actually, yep, it's almost back to the Beltway to King Street. And then you're okay through Shirlington. The crash in on 50 Maryland as you come through Chevrolet, still pretty solid, even though the activity, DC and crews tell me it's on the shoulder right at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. Now, to the Wilson Bridge, your backup starting just about at St. Barnabas Road from Maryland into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as low pressure comes out of the south. Good-looking day today, however. Nice start and a pretty good finish. Sunshine, a few clouds, 76. Rain late tonight, 56. Rain's likely tomorrow with a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Herndon, 55 in Bethesda, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the International Gem and Jewelry Show. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, Susan Ferriccio, and for Larry O'Connor today. Coming up at 705, Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation on the latest into the Egyptian Flight 804 investigation. In addition to being an expert on terrorism, Peter Brooks is also a former pilot, so we'll talk to him about that. At 7:35, we'll talk to Susan Ferriccio about what's going on Capitol Hill. 8:05, Montgomery County Council member Nancy Florine will talk to us about why they're raising taxes in Montgomery County significantly. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News show. Again, Brian Wilson, Susan Ferriccio, 8:38.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
Well, listen, as you're driving into work today, get ready. In the District of Columbia and other places, you're going to see a lot more bicycles, perhaps, than you normally do. That's because this is Take Your Bike to Work Day. Bike to Work Day. And joining us on the line right now is Bruce Deming, also known as the Bike Lawyer, who is an advocate for bicyclists, to tell us more about this particular event. So a lot of people are going to be riding their bikes today. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you here, Bruce. I have concerns about mixing cars and bikes. And it seems to me that it's getting very dangerous for bicyclists on the street because we're putting cars and bikes together in very close proximity.
Well, we are, Brian. Good morning, by the way. And happy Bike to Work Day, everybody. This is a fantastic event, Brian. And we've got 83 locations around the D.C. area today. Thousands of cyclists turning out. And you make a fair point. You know, there are more bicycles on the road than ever before. A lot of cars on the road, too. But the fact is that there are fewer cars transporting people into the city than there have been in the past. People are taking alternative approaches to commuting. They're using the bus. They're using metro. They're using their bikes. And so we're going to all have to work harder at getting along on the roads. We need to develop a better culture of safety. Mayor Bowser's Vision Zero initiative has a lot of great stuff pending before the D.C. Council to improve the safety. And you're right. I mean, look, the safety of everyone, you know, cars, pedestrians, and cyclists is really important. So we all have to work together to make sure that everyone can be safe out there and get to work safe.
Well, we're seeing more bike lanes, more bikes. And let me tell you, you may say there are fewer cars, but I don't think that's going to be the case in the days ahead. As the metro system goes down for repairs, more and more people are going to be forced to drive their cars into the city. And I think that we're heading into a very dangerous time.
Well, you know, it's always potentially dangerous when you mix different modes of transportation on the road. But the fact is that people are going to continue to bike. They're going to continue to drive, as you say. And we're not going to be able to avoid the combination. What we can do, as you pointed out, is build out the infrastructure to a greater degree so that we can get people in and out safely. Protected bike lanes are one way to do that. We're building more of them. And, you know, better laws, better awareness. There's all kinds of things that can be done to at least increase the safety margin for everybody.
Hey, Bruce, what about people who you live out in the suburbs, you know, that aren't right in D.C. and can't just grab one of those bikes that you can rent and get around the city? What about people in the suburbs? How has that changed in terms of biking to work? Do you see more people doing that, or has that sort of stayed flat?
No, it's increased enormously, Susan, enormously. Where I live here in Arlington, you know, I'm sitting right now at Freedom Park here in Arlington County, and there are thousands of cyclists that are pouring down through here. These are people that commute into the city every day. Some of them ride 40 or 50 miles one way.
Wow.
To get into the city every day. They take the WNOD bike path, which is an amazing resource. There's the Custis Trail. There's all kinds of really good commuter routes that are, in fact, separated from traffic. So, and there's a tremendous amount of information out there. Arlington Transportation Partners, Bike Arlington, has put out some great maps. WABA, the Washington Area Bicycle Association, has a lot of good information on their website, waba.org, to give commuters an opportunity to learn where to ride, how to do it, and how to get in and out safely.
What is your sense from bicyclists in terms of how cars are reacting to them? Has there been any improvement or changes over the years in terms of whether they feel, you know, less threatened by cars? Because there's always this conflict between the cars and the bikes. Has there been more bikers? Do you see any improvement in that relationship?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, but I think, you know, there's a better awareness of cyclists out there. And I think we're seeing more cyclists taking their responsibilities more seriously. You know, people criticize bikers for running red lights and things like that. That has to stop. And I think everyone realizes that everyone has to obey the law and to be respectful of the other people on the road.
Yeah, I do see the bike still blowing through the red lights and stuff.
I'm just wondering, one thing about that is that if I am a car and I drive through an intersection and I blow a red light and the camera catches me, I'm going to get a ticket. Should we put something that identifies people on their bicycles so that they can also be ticketed?
You know, that's hard to say. I mean, that's an interesting idea. I've never actually heard that proposed. Whether or not the council would go for something like that, I really don't know.
It's a real safety issue. It is, because you can't see them as well, and then they go flying through the red light, and you're in your car.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as a lawyer that represents injured cyclists, I have a lot at stake in advocating for cycling in Washington. And I'm always advocating to cyclists, make a full stop at every stop sign, every stop light, put your feet down on the ground, and be in the process. You'll not only be safer, but you'll be a good ambassador for cycling.
Well, we need some of those.
We do.
All right, Bruce Deming, a bike advocate on this Bike to Work Day. And if you're driving a car today, just be aware you're going to see a lot more cyclists on the road today. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more cyclists in the days ahead. It's becoming a thing. And I've expressed my concern. These they're in too close proximity. They really are in too close proximity. You mix heavy cars and light bicycles, it is not going to end well for the bicyclist if you have an interaction. 644.
If you use a free credit monitoring service, you may think it will also protect your identity. But what you may not realize is that some free credit monitoring services feel free to sell your personal information. And that's a big price to pay. At LifeLock, we would never, ever sell your personal information. Instead, we help to protect you from identity theft by using proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of potential threats. And in the event that we discover a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who work to resolve it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps to protect you without selling your information. Remember, free credit monitoring can cost you your personal information. LifeLock membership start at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off a LifeLock membership. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're taking you Maryland, coming through Annapolis, Bowie on 50, quiet. But once inside the Beltway, hitting that big delay before 202, and that's still pretty solid, had the crash now on the shoulder right as you approach the lane divide for New York Kenilworth Avenue, so you still see a bit of activity. Now, we got rid of that crash, and unfortunately, a new one now, DC 295 southbound. This is going to be southbound between Benning Road and East Capitol Street along the left as well. So we're really hitting those brakes hard. George Washington Parkway, that's another problem spot with the accident near the overlook southbound. Bruce, tell me they were waiting on a tow truck still. They were trying to get one of the vehicles to the shoulder, but your delays as you come off the Beltway, keep alert. They begin before you get to 123. 395, solid lineup, Beltway to King Street, 66, just been about the volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry drive in this morning and dry fading this afternoon. A little more cloud coming in, but high-level cloud cover, 76. Clouds lower thicken tonight. Rain later after midnight towards sunrise, 56. Rain is likely Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by RE/MAX Allegiance. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com. It is now 6:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, bring you up to date on Egypt Air Flight 804, which vanished off radar yesterday morning as it was flying between Paris and Cairo. For a while yesterday, it appeared they had found the wreckage. Then they took that back and said, no, it wasn't the wreckage. It was other stuff that we found in the water. But this morning, now, many, many confirmed reports from the Egyptian side of this investigation that indeed they have found parts of the plane and parts of passengers' belongings in the water north of the port city of Alexandria, which means that they now are beginning to zero in exactly where this plane went into the water. Here's how CNN is reporting it.
This will now move from a search and rescue operation to a search and recovery operation being run by the Egyptians in conjunction with the Greeks, French and British helping out, as are the Cypriots and the Italians. A very, very sad day, particularly for the friends and family of those 66 people on board.
CNN correspondent Becky Anderson reporting on what has now become a search and recovery effort. I think we pretty much knew that was the case all along, but now it's absolutely confirmed.
Yeah. Pretty sad. I think at this moment, though, they'll be able to
take pieces of the wreckage and perhaps use it to determine how the plane went down. Sometimes they can take those pieces and look and see if there's any evidence that a bomb went off, for example, by looking at, you know, the fuselage and seeing if there's any markings on it that suggest a bomb. So it'll be helpful to try to figure out what happened. But what we didn't hear about yet is whether or not they found the black box.
No, and they're still looking, no doubt. And now that they have an area to search, that will be easier to find the pings from the black box, which I'm told should last for about 30 days underwater.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able
to find
that. All
right, so that's going on. I mean, there are a lot of mysterious things about this. One of the things that was learned yesterday is that apparently I believe it was the Greek air traffic controllers tried to reach out to the aircraft to hand them over to the Egyptian authorities, as they do when they're flying. The air controllers hand it off from one to the other, and they couldn't reach them for that handoff. They didn't answer back. And then a few minutes later, as the plane entered Egyptian airspace, it veered sharply to the left, 90 degrees, and then almost immediately, sharply to the right, 360 degrees. And then it went down
straight
fast.
Down,
went down very fast. And so something tragic happened to that aircraft, something catastrophic. And the experts all say right now, it looks like terrorism. It's now 6:49.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Tom's Creek Window Company are partnering right now with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Now, Tom's Creek, you know, is a great company. They build, design, install their own windows. They do it all. A local company, custom-made windows in their local factory made for our local climate. Tom's Creek Windows reduce outside noise, which improves the home comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills because they're energy efficient. They can increase the value of your home. And right now, special deal, Tom's Creek offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing is subject to credit approval. But there's this. If you do a business with a company like Thompson Creek, you're also supporting a company that supports our local heroes. Listen, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK to receive 20% off every window. No money down, no interest. If you want more details, go to their website, thompsoncreek.com, or just call 855-57-CREEK.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Time to check and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here is Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning and happy Friday. Stock futures point to a higher open. We need the Dow to rise at least 100 points today so we can avoid a four-week slide. Otherwise, we'll see. So far, the gains are not enough to wipe out all the week's losses. No retail panic at Walmart. Sales and profits up last quarter because of price cuts. Walmart stock will rise because it predicted other changes it's making will keep its business growing the rest of the year. Gap closing 75 Old Navy and Banana Republic stores because its business got worse. Profits were cut in half. Unlike Intel, chipmaker Applied Materials had a better quarter because it makes chips that run smartphones. A lot more of those than there are computers now. Volkswagen workers in Germany will get a nearly 5% raise. VW's emissions cheating scandal helped those workers in negotiations. And talk about an office perk. A small company in North Carolina rewarding all of its employees with a Tesla Model 3. Those cars price at around $35,000, and the workers will get theirs when Tesla finally builds them and gets them out next year. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Bad news. You know, with all of this rain of late, dirt and mud are being tracked into your rugs and carpet. Don't forget the pollen. Don't get me started. It gets into everything. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for over 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area using the same time-honored tradition, painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, and they're on the border store on Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, the rolling and relaying of rugs, though a minimum order is required. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com. It is now 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95, slowest stretch, Dale City to Woodbridge, 395 Beltway to Duke Street. 66, heading through Manassas, Centerville, it's basically about that sun glare, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway. George Washington Parkway, it's about to crash. Southbound, GW Parkway near the overlooks along the left side, still waiting on a tow truck. Delays now as you come off the Beltway before you get to 123. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland, from College Park to Silver Spring, we've had the stop and go, and now in the backups near Colesville Road, reports of a crash, heading in through town, DC 295 southbound, after Benning Road before East Capitol Street, crash right in the center of the road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a really nice day today with a temperature of around 76 degrees. Tonight, however, occasional late rain, a 70% chance of rain. And folks, let me just say that tomorrow is going to be a washout, 100% chance of rain, a high of 58. It's just going to rain and rain and rain. I can't do anything about it. Sorry. Then tomorrow night, rain showers become more intermittent. On Sunday, thunderstorms are possible. Highs in the upper 60s currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. The Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt. Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. Tellthetruth2016.org.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Who doesn't like new friends? Well, it looks like the two major presidential campaigns are about to have a whole lot of them. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said this week that U.S. intelligence officials have indications of attempted cyber attacks against the 2016 presidential campaigns. Groups like Anonymous have already threatened to launch total war against Donald Trump's campaign. Trump has already been hit by several attacks, including the defacing and spamming of his campaign and business websites and the public release of his Social Security number. Cyber attacks against presidential campaigns are not new. In 2008, Chinese agents targeted both Barack Obama and John McCain in an effort to steal their internal policy plans. Human assets, spies, were even planted inside the campaigns to steal what the hackers couldn't grab online. We all like new friends, but for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, these may not be the kind of friends they were looking for. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk to Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation about the terrorism aspects of this Flight 804 disappearance. And then we're also going to give you an update on that, and we'll talk about how airlines and Congress are battling over the way you pack your luggage.